Hey, church, welcome. As people are still coming in, I want to welcome you this morning. Today's service, first of all, hope you had a great Christmas with family and friends. Today's service is a little different than our normal Sunday service. Today we get to spend time doing a prayer exercise. We're singing songs, worshiping, and then I'm going to lead you through this prayer exercise. And it's really a chance for us to listen for God, listen for the Holy Spirit, and just rest. You don't need me yelling at you all the time, about preaching to you all the time. Sometimes we need to just need to take some time and just rest. I love this service. We kind of have a rhythm, a habit of doing this service. So I want to invite you just to be. We're going to sing songs. We're going to worship. Pray you just engage in worship and praise Jesus and give your hearts to Him this morning. If you call Renew Church your home, we're going to do our giving moment in the beginning here. And giving is what we do as Christians. It's a practice that we have. It's a practice of us receiving from Jesus and then stewarding those gifts out into the world to further the gospel. And so we are a church that is for Jesus, for people, and for our city. And so as you give to our church, it's not just giving for lights and for ministry, but it's giving for the vision, for us to further the vision inside these walls and outside these walls, and to help people become disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus. So the ushers can come forward and start passing the baskets. Feel free to give. But as the baskets are being passed, let's spend a moment and pray and prepare our hearts for the service. Jesus, we come to you this morning. And we come to you after the holidays and all the joy, maybe some struggle. And we come to you on with a new year on the horizon. And we just take this moment to rest and listen for your voice. We take this moment to sing praises to you, that regardless of where we're at in life, regardless of if we're on a mountaintop or in a valley, we come here expecting to hear your voice, expecting to praise you, expecting to declare that you are good, and that we are people of love, joy, peace, and hope. So Jesus, lead our time. In your holy and precious name we pray, amen. As the baskets are passed, feel free to stand up as we begin to worship this morning.
Great are you. all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will say, great are you, Lord. Come on, church. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you.
His righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen our God's victory. Let the whole earth shout to the Lord. Be jubilant, shout for joy and sing. Sing to the Lord with the lyre and melodious song. With trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout triumphantly in the presence of the Lord our King. Let the sea and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it, resound. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains shout together for joy before the Lord. The Lord is faithful to each and every one of us. Across the entire earth, he is revealing himself, and we are called his sons and his daughters. He is not just faithful to someone else. He's faithful to you and to me this morning. He wants to meet you right where you are at. His promises, he will always come through for. He always accomplishes his word. So as we come into this next song, we lift our voice of praise to thank him for his great faithfulness. Let's sing it together.
Your faith.
rising sun to the setting same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. From age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. No, the storms may come and the winds may blow, all remain steadfast. And let my heart burn when you speak a word.
Just wanna speak the name. dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Expectation of your presence, that as we see, you are faithful to accomplish everything you say you will, that as we sing, you show up, that you are enthroned in the praises of your people, and you come to heal and to save and deliver. So we sing this with all our might. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, so we
Jesus, we give you praise this morning. We declare who you are. And Jesus, we speak you over ourselves, over our minds, over our emotions, over our families, over our community. And Jesus, we come just eager to listen for your voice, eager to be in your presence, eager to be in the body of Jesus. So lead us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Before you get seated, go ahead and say hi to somebody that's next to you. All right. So this morning, we're going to do a prayer exercise instead of the normal sermon. So we're going to do something that's called Lectio Divina. And I don't know if you've heard of Lectio Divina before, but it's kind of an ancient practice in the Christian community. It really started from the Desert Fathers, when they would go away and just spend time, spend their lives really in solitude in with Jesus. So it's a practice of slowly meditating upon praying and being formed by God's word. It's been something that Christians have done for kind of throughout the entirety of Christianity. For the last 1,500 years, God has used this practice to transform lives for him. Whether that be in the Catholic tradition, Protestant tradition, Orthodox, Evangelical, like no matter what faith tradition you kind of come from, this has been a practice of slowing down, of spending time in God's word, in listening for God's voice. And sometimes that listening for God's voice means that you hear something from the Holy Spirit. You hear something from Jesus, right? Like a message, a word. Other times it means you're just sitting in his presence. And you're learning how to do that. And today in our busy world where every moment of every day can be consumed by a phone or a screen or somewhere to go or something to do or something to watch or something to think about, constant like inundation of information and content, like this is a practice I think that is great for us to cultivate in our lives because it means slowing down and eliminating all the other voices and just focusing on who Jesus is. So we're going to get into it. Usually you'd want to have 20 to 30 minutes for this exercise. We're going to do it in like 10. So it'll be a shortened version. And for all you that are kind of new to this, that would be helpful. But there's four different things that you, they're like stages of Lectio Divina. First is to prepare. So the first thing you want to do is prepare to just clear your mind, clear your space, carve out the time, select the scripture passage, and just prepare for 20 to 30 minutes of just being with Jesus. And then there's four different phases. There's read the passage, and what I like to do is usually read it three times, and in that, you're just looking at what pops out to you. So we're going to read a pretty familiar passage. Probably if you've grown up in church, you've probably heard this passage before, but the first thing is to read it and try to push out all that stuff, all the sermons you've heard about those verses. Try to push all that out and just read it for what it is and see what pops out to you. What words pop out of you? What characters pop out of you? What themes or ideas kind of pop out to you and stick out for you? Those are cues on what maybe what Jesus is asking you to pay attention to in your life. The next is to reflect. And that's just to sit and take the passages in. And it's not to like study the passage. Well, I got to find out what this word means in the Greek. I got to do a word study on this. No, it's just simply read and then just reflect. What sticks out to you? What do I read this? And what does that mean for me? What might the Holy Spirit be doing in my life through this passage? And then it's a time to respond. To get out your phone and notes app and journal maybe what you're thinking or feeling in the moment. Maybe you do receive a word or a phrase or a message from the Holy Spirit. You're like, man, I gotta remember this. I gotta write this down. Or maybe it's just simply, I'm just going to continue to listen because nothing really has come that's obvious. So I'm just going to sit in God's presence and listen for that voice. And then lastly, the thing is to rest. This is just quiet time to allow Jesus to work in your heart and your mind. It's the part that I think a lot of us skip when we're doing our devotional time. Oftentimes, the Spirit needs space to commune with us, to talk to us. So this is that moment of giving the Holy Spirit that space. And at any point through all of this, we're going to walk through each of these steps. At any point through all of this, if you get distracted, hey, that's okay. That's what it means to be human. Just gently, like, okay, thought, you can move along. This is my time to be with Jesus. So those bills, that list, the thing I got to remember to do, maybe I want to jot it down to get it out of my mind, but just, okay, move it along. Like, this is my time to be with Jesus. So let's prepare. So just settle your mind, settle your hearts. Whatever it is you walked in here with that's causing you stress or tension, just let that go. That'll still be there after the service. But you're not going to solve it now anyway. So maybe you want to open your hands. It's just like a posture of receiving. Maybe you want to close your eyes and just focus. Maybe you just want to say Jesus over and over and over again to try to just focus on him. I'm going to read this passage once, and this is just our reading. The words will be on the screen, so feel free to read along or feel free to just keep your eyes closed and just sit and listen. I'm going to read it a total of 3 times. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," Jesus answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What stands out to you? What character do you resonate with? I'll read the passages again. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha," Jesus answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few of them are needed. And indeed, only one is. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." How would you feel if you had this conversation with Jesus? I'll read it one more time. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, they came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister, Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was teaching. Martha was distracted by all the things that had to be done for the company. She came to Jesus and asked, "Don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Can you tell her to help me?" "Martha," Jesus answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. And only one is most important. Mary has chosen what's better. And I won't take that from her." can take time and for the rest of the service really to respond what Jesus is saying. What message are you getting from this verse, these verses? What do you feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to you? Maybe you hear a direct message from God, or hear Jesus speaking to you in a certain way is through these verses. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you're sitting here and you're like, all right, this was really good, but I'm not like hearing anything. And I would say either way, it's beautiful. Because there are people in this room that'll hear the Holy Spirit transforming them in this moment. And there'll be people in the room who are just like, oh, that was nice, a nice quiet time to spend and focus with Jesus, but I didn't particularly hear anything. And I think either way is beautiful because we're learning how to carve out space for Jesus and carve out space to listen for his voice and to interact with his scriptures in maybe a different way. And sooner or later, Jesus will transform you if you keep this practice going. We have to learn how to listen to Jesus. We have to learn how to sit quietly to commune with Jesus in a different way. To listen for his spirit and be transformed by his word. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me and that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it'll be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Remain in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. Let's continue worshiping Jesus this morning. If you want prayer this morning, we have members of the prayer team that'll be at the corners of the room. Really, if you need prayer for anything, if anything is stressful in your life or going on in your life, or maybe the Holy Spirit showed you something from these passages that you need prayer for or want prayer for, you can come up and they'll be more than happy to pray for you. It's all confidential. So just feel free, whatever it is you need prayer for. They've heard it all. Nothing will surprise them. But I think it's the powerful people that ask for prayer. So the invitation is open. If you need prayer, come and get prayer. But let's continue to allow Jesus to speak and move in our minds and our hearts as we continue to sing. Amen. Shadow where I hide, the ransom for
shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Has a place to hide. And I am not a captive to the lies. Not afraid to leave my past behind. No, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. Why? Fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. Come on, church. Power that can break off every chain. Believe that. It's power that can empty out a grave. Oh, this resurrection power that can save. It's power in your name. It's power in your name. Oh, this power that can break off every chain. This power that can empty out a grave. Resurrection power that can save. It's power in your name. Power in your name. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand in your love. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I stand a chance when I stand in your love. Standing in your love. Standing in your for the blood. tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the bright light. Thank you, Jesus, who has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the
last song in the morning, I want you to sing this out with all that you've got to your Father this morning, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Let your soul sing. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Sing that again, come on. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. One more time, come on. Oh, come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Jesus, we are thankful. We are thankful, and our hearts are filled with gratitude for the space to be with you, for your word. Whether we heard something or not, it's just we're thankful for all that you have done and all that you are doing in our lives, even if we don't see it. We're thankful for the space, for your word, that we could sit in your presence. Give our minds and our souls space to rest and to be and to hear from you. Thank you. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. So if you like heard something or felt anything during that time in Scripture, don't let it go. We didn't spend that much time. So don't let it just pass and just lose it in the day and the busyness and football games and all that stuff. Like, be curious about it. If you felt an emotion or you had an idea that came into your head while reading it, or that just drug up a whole bunch of things that is like playing in the background of your mind, be curious about it the rest of the day and the rest of the week. Like, don't let it just pass by, because there's a chance that the Holy Spirit is doing something in those thoughts, in those moments. So do your best to capture it. But I hope that something like this becomes a practice that you engage in your spiritual life, in a way to spend time listening for Jesus and letting Scripture form you. So, we'll get back to normal services next week. Next week and the weeks after, we're going to start talking about forgiveness. So that'll be a topic that'll hit all of us in various ways. So I can't wait, right? But as you go, may you go and may you just spend time listening for Jesus. Have a great week, church. We'll see you next week.